like to introduce the first speaker, Deanna, from the One Step at a Time group, it says on here, Almost Heaven, in the Almost Heaven Co-op.
My name's Ian. I'm an addict. I'm going to pray again, so can we say the serenity prayer one more time? God, grant us serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. My name is Ian, and I am from Almost Heaven Area Co-op in Cumberland. I got clean in November of 2008. I came in, I was on a drug replacement program, and I went to a convention in Ocean City. It was called The Mask Must Go, and it was a great convention. There was I always tell this, because this, like, I just really like this man. His name was Usman, and he was really funny. And he said, recovery is like sex. If you are not having fun, then you're not doing it right. And that just stuck. Like, that's probably the most profound thing I remember from that convention. Courage to change is something that I had to do when I decided to get clean, because the same addict we use, I was told. And using for me, it just kept going bad. Like, I could not stay out of jail for any length of time. I remember the last time I went to jail, how I had a few people in my life. They were extremely happy. I was pissed. But they were happy I was there because I was alive. And they wanted to see me get clean and stay clean. I did not think that was possible. I did not think it was possible. For the simple fact was, this is what I knew, and I knew nothing else. To tell me anything else, you were crazy, because I had all the answers. When I went to the convention, I learned that, is when I learned I was on a drug replacement program. Because, see, for me, as long as I wasn't getting high, I was clean. And to me, that was good enough. And there were some women with a lot of time, and they were leaving on Thursday to go to this convention. I could not go. I was ashamed to tell them that I was on methadone. Because I wanted to be like people. But since I couldn't compare myself to other people. So I had to tell her, because she was like, we're leaving Thursday. And I'm like, well, I can't. So I finally got up enough courage to tell her why I couldn't go. And I thought she was for sure going to be like, oh, well, you ain't coming with us. But she didn't. She said I could come anyway. She let me come. And while I was there, I remember feeling like, you know, what are these women going to think of me? They're going to think I'm going to steal from them. And they think that I'm going to take all my methadone at one time so I can feel real good. But, you know, they didn't. They didn't treat me any different than they treated the women that had some time. And that was good for me, because I'm a real good visual learner. I learn what I see. And so that's the way I try to be. I try to not just talk. I try to live it. It feels better than just talking about it. Because I can say I want to do all these things and have the best of intentions to do them, but if I really don't do them, then I just keep getting the same shit. I'm really nervous. This is my first time ever speaking outside of Cumberland. So when I when I got back from the convention, it was like a week, and it was when I got off of the drug replacement program, and I decided to start living the way the book talked about. There's a story in the basic text, sixth edition, page 184, the only requirement, and truly the only requirement is a desire. And I definitely had a desire. I definitely wanted something different. I wanted to be free. And not just free from getting high, but free from all the insanity and the craziness and the guilt and shame that I felt that I did through my addiction. And so after I got off of the methadone and I started, you know, after I got over being sick, of course, I started really trying. I had two guys in the co-op that stood by me. They were there night and day. I rocked on one person's floor for 10 days and took a lot of baths. And then we had a speaker jam in our area, and it was great. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I knew I was doing making potato salad, running to get buns, writing the phone number on cards. I mean, just whatever they told me to do, I would do. If they told me to stand in the corner, I did it. Because, see, I don't know how to not get high. I do not know how to live without using. That's what I do. That's what I did. And anything else to me was just crazy. I couldn't imagine it. So at the speaker jam, let me say too, from the area or the co-op that I lived in, or am a part of, there was two women that were clean, and they didn't talk to me. They thought I was nuts, because I am. So anyway, there was a woman, and this is the same woman that took me to the convention. I met her, and she was very nice. Like, she had a lot of time. And I couldn't imagine someone with a lot of time clean wanting to talk to someone who had nothing, you know. I was probably still shaking. But anyway, she talked to me. She helped me write the numbers on the card. And she smiled, you know, like she was happy. And I was like, what do you take? You know, well, how are you happy? Because I don't know. And she didn't take anything. About, I don't know, 2 weeks later, one of the two of my friends I had was mad at me, and then, I don't know, I had to call somebody because I needed her. Actually, I just really needed to confide in someone. Like, I needed help, really. I really needed help. So I took that risk, and I called her. I was like, I need help. I need a sponsor. I need this. I need that. And she was like, no. She would not sponsor me. Because I don't have a car. So anyway, she did point me in a direction, though, to find a sponsor. And see, that's what we do. If we're unable to do something, we can point someone in the direction that someone can help them. So I called someone else. I asked him to be my sponsor, and he said no. So then he gave me a phone number of somebody else. And I called her, and I was like, look, I need a sponsor. My ass is on fire. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And she's like, settle down. She was like, first, you know, I have to know you. So I had to read the sponsorship IP. I had to write a paragraph why I think I'm the most important person in the world. And there was one other thing. I had to read something in the basic text. I can't remember exactly. There was a chapter I had to read in the basic text. So I did it. And she told me to email her. 2 days later, I emailed her with my reply. And she emailed me back and told me that I could call her anytime I needed her. I had a sponsor. So that was a relief. So then I called her, and I was as honest as I could be with her. See, when I have to tell you the truth about me, and I really have to tell you, like, some crap I do, like, I wake up in the morning and I call my... the man I want to marry, spend the rest of my life with, I call him every morning and I cuss him out. Like, that's not right. Like, that's not who you should marry. So I had to tell on myself. And I go through great pain before I tell on myself, trust me. But I do, I try to do that before it hurts too bad now. I try to be honest. And I also try not to take advantage of people. That's real hard. Because, see, it was real easy when I was using. I could take advantage of you and I felt nothing. Today, I take advantage of someone, I feel real bad. I like to manipulate, but it don't feel good after I do it. So I try not to. And I try to accept things for the way they are. That's also difficult because I still like to make things happen on my time, not theirs, or God's time, I should say. I don't know, courage to change for me was just, you know, I had to do more than just stop using drugs. Like, I had to change just one thing, and that was everything. And it wasn't like the most comfortable, and it wasn't like real easy, but it was definitely worth it. It helps me feel better. Like, growing up, I was the youngest of six kids, so my self-esteem wasn't real good. I had an older sister, she liked guys a lot, so she always took my boyfriends. I didn't have a very good self-esteem growing up. So when I got here, and, you know, like, I had to be honest about, like, feelings and, you know, how I was acting. Like, I didn't want to, because what was you going to do to me? You know what I mean? Like, if I cared about you and I liked you, what are you going to do? Because that was just an experience I had. But I found that not everybody wants to do wrong to you. But we are addicts, you know. Like, sometimes we fudge up and we make mistakes. And we try to learn from their mistakes, is what I find. And I know that it was taught to me, like, I'm not a judge, I'm not a prosecutor. And that was something that I had to learn. A lot of behaviors I had to learn in recovery because, see, I didn't know. I didn't really know. I after working the first three steps, I started to believe that there was something greater than me. I started to realize, like, I couldn't keep writing answers that I thought that everybody wanted to hear because it wasn't working out real well for me. And my sponsor kept telling me I was full of shit, and I would get mad. I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm saying everything that I think you want me to say. And it wasn't about that. It was about, you know, how I felt and what I felt about the steps. You know, they say that there are steps to freedom. I really believe that. I'm currently working on my four step. I just went over my resentment part of it with my sponsor. And she told me all the resentments I have is because there's something in me. And, like, I kind of got upset with her because I didn't think that was accurate. And she told me, though, that there's some things that have happened that weren't my fault. Like, I had nothing to do with them. They just happened. If I choose, see, I have a choice. If I choose to forgive you and allow you in, you know, into my recovery life, it's my choice. I can't be mad at you. I heard a lady share earlier at one of the meetings about assassination, and I was like, wow, because I think I do that sometimes. I think I assassinate people that I really care about, only because I feel hurt and betrayed by them. But in all reality, there's something in me, like, I'm still working on the insecurities and the, you know, being okay with me. That's sometimes not an easy process, but I'm able to communicate a little better today. Like, I try not to get angry when I'm trying to express myself. It didn't do any good, because then he would be angry and I'd be angry, and communication just ended at that point. I have kids, you know, that I try to communicate with. I have a 16-year-old son that I love. He is great. He looks like me. I had to work. I had to learn how to build a relationship with him, because I didn't do very well with that relationship at all. I learned that if I keep showing up for him and I call him, and I usually feel like I'm just bothering him, because, like, what do you want, Mom? I'm like, how you doing? I'm good. I'm playing my video game. Okay, bye. I love you. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't know what to say, but, like, I just keep trying. We recently had a really nice vacation. It was great. We only got mad at each other one time, me and my son, and it wasn't real bad. And that's, like, progress. That's huge for me, because it's a mini-me, so I don't know. But he's a terrific kid. I also have two other boys that live with their dad, and I saw once in 5 years, twice in 5 years. That's another thing, like, I used to cry when I would talk about them, because I miss them a lot. It was told to me that God puts things in our life when we're ready for them, and I believe that. I know if I don't use today, I have a chance tomorrow to be there. Like, I call him every Sunday. Well, tomorrow's Sunday. If I don't use today, I can make that call tomorrow. Because, see, when I use, nothing matters. Nothing. And although it don't always feel good to feel, I like for things to matter today. Like, that's a big deal for me. Like, you know, to be a friend to somebody is a big deal to me. I don't know. It was funny, because Rick called me and asked me if I would share on this topic. And, like, in the process of going nuts on my boyfriend, I got that phone call, and he told me the topic, and I was like, wow, what is really going on? And I had to call my sponsor, and I had to tell her, like, what I was doing, because I have to tell her that someone asked me to share, and what she thinks. So she was like, wow. She's like, your higher power is really working. I was like, yeah, I guess. And there's evidence in my life that, you know, things are changing, definitely for the better, definitely for the better. You know, like I said, I don't like to use people today. I don't like to, I don't know. I work. I go to school. Like, I try to the best of my ability to take care of myself, take care of my son, you know. I just really try to be a different person today. And I realize that I fall short, and not to beat myself up, because like I said, I can learn from them. I can be different if I choose to be. Choose to stay the same. But, you know, like, it's pretty much that simple. I feel like I'm babbling. I don't know. Another thing my sponsor taught me, I love my sponsor. Like, she is the greatest sponsor in the whole world. I used to have a picture of her. I don't know if I still do, but I just love her so much. Because she taught me, she taught me so much. Like, she taught me how to be good to myself. Like, I will be 30-something this year. I've never had, like, the girly stuff. Like, you know, I would get my hair cut only when the dead ends got so bad that I couldn't stand it no more. I get my hair cut. I get my toes done. And, like, this, I've never done that. I never knew how to take care of myself. I never knew how to be good to myself. I also learned how to communicate. Like, she taught me how to communicate with people through communicating with her. I was real big on manipulation. I didn't even know I was doing it. Like, I would call her up, and I'd be like, hey, I can meet at this time, or can you be there? She's like, that's manipulation. Like, you manipulate me. You're trying to make me feel bad to be there because you need me. And I'd be like, I don't know. I wasn't meaning it, but, like, she just taught me how to treat her. And I learned that I can teach people how to treat me the same way. I tried to sponsor a woman once that had some issues, some mental issues. I don't know. I don't have mental issues. I have no experience with that. And I kept telling her that. Like, if you have mental issues, you gotta seek a doctor. I don't know. She called me one day with the same thing she always called me about. And I was like, the only thing I know is we gotta work steps so we can be free. You know, I can't seek my recovery in a man. It didn't work for me. Maybe you should try to work some steps. I got fired as a sponsor. She didn't fire me. She told me she didn't want me to be her sponsor anymore. I was like, well, okay. I was upset about it, but it's okay. I just hope she gets better. I don't know. Courage has changed for me. It's definitely something that I want. It's definitely something that I try to do. Like I said, I learn better from people that show me, not just tell me about it. I was told, you know, to read some literature. I read some literature on the way up here. I forgot what I read, though. I don't remember. And I'm a college student, so I don't do real good. I have to read things a lot before I can remember them or take notes while I read them. I don't know. Today, it's a good day. I was real honored to be asked to speak today. I don't know. I guess people believe in, like, I know people believe in me and believe that they saw me, you know. They saw me walk. And know that it's a journey that we all take. And I'm not in a hurry to get anywhere today. I was told if I ran up the steps, I'd trip and fall. And just to let things be the way they are, that's another thing that I had to learn, because I thought I could make everything happen, and I could not. It did not work out well for me. That's about it, because I don't know what else to say, but thanks for letting me share.
Thanks again. Again, I'm going to add name Mike. Is there a Gina here that's supposed to speak? Okay. She didn't show up. And that's what that lady was talking to you about. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I told her, I said, I think I know somebody that'll step up. So he had like 5 minutes to prepare for this. All you have to do is turn it over to your higher power. He knows that because he's part of my home group and I'm part of his we. And with that, I'm going to give you John P. from Why Die Meeting.
Hello, family. My name is John Manette. Let us reopen this serenity prayer. God,
give us the serenity to accept the things we can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you. I really don't know where I'm going to go. I definitely know that this topic can is something that I definitely need in my life today, and something that's, you know, definitely important for me, for my recovery. So I know, you know, I go through different stages of my recovery in my life, and you know, it's a constant. I have to constantly be willing to change and adapt to my surroundings. You know, what works some days might not work other days, you know, and I just need to, you know, constantly stay willing and stay open, you know, to change. I don't know about anybody else, but, like, I'm a stubborn addict. I think I know everything. I think, you know, my way is the best way, or, you know, just stubborn to change, you know, and because sometimes with character defects that I've been looking at and other things in my life, you know, it's so easy to just pretty much just stay stuck and stay doing the same thing, which isn't always a good thing, you know. I was reminded that the main speaker, you know, with prayer. Prayer is, like, so powerful. And that's something, you know, I really need to incorporate into my life more often. I don't know, I'm a fear-driven person. Like, I have a lot of fear right now, but, like, just, you know, fear of the future. Fear of what's going to happen, you know, down the road. You know, I've been through some battles and some storms, and, you know, I got through on the other side. You know, and for the most part, it's, like, it's due to, like, the fellowship and my higher power and, like, me staying, like, connected with people. And, you know, something, you know, any other time, you know, I would just give up. You know, I wouldn't really worry about, you know, I don't know, it's just like, I hear it all the time, like, if I don't stand for something, I'll fall for anything. You know, I really do believe that. I don't know, like, I had, like, 2.5 years clean, or maybe a year or so, and, like, I went up to school over near Williamsport. It was, like, a training school, and, like, it was for, like, at-risk teens and, like, people, like, 16 to 20, and I just, 22 or something like that, and I just barely made the cutoff. And, I don't know, like, at that time, like, I felt like, you know, I had a good foundation. I was, like, I was good. I was able to get to meetings, like, all the time before that. And, it was real tough. It was a real rocky road, you know, that year that I was at school, because, like, we're on this mountaintop, like, away from all the whole world, and, like, all these kids are, like, from the city, and, you know, it's just, you know, that was a time that I really had to, like, really ask myself, you know, how bad do I want to stay clean? You know, there was times, you know, there was many opportunities that I could have, you know, fell and just did what I always did. But I had to be willing to change my ways. I'd be willing, you know, to reach out. You know, I wasn't able to make it to meetings. Like, I was barely able to make it to a meeting a week, if that. You know, I had to find different resources, you know, through my basic texts, you know, through the steps, you know, just networking through the internet. You know, I just had to, you know, stay constant on, you know, on my steps and, like, on, like, my personal recovery. Because it's an inside job, that's what I'm told. You know, it's on me to do the footwork. You know, no one's going to recover for me. You know, and there was times, you know, that, you know, I really second guess, you know, am I really going to stay clean, you know, and do this, and like, I don't know, like, I know I didn't, you know, go through it alone, like, you know, I believe I've helped, you know, a lot of people, you know, because, like, I was just seeing people, you know, living the life that I was living, like, before, like, and I was kind of envious of that, to tell you the truth, like, it you know, kind of caught me off guard, and, like, I was catching myself, you know, acting out, you know, but, like, I don't know, I talked to my sponsor a lot, and, like, he, like, helped me stay grounded, you know, and stay focused, you know, on my recovery. I don't know, like, you know, I graduated from there, and, like, it was a blessing. I don't know, like I said, like, a lot of things, you know, are embedded in me, and, like, you know, it's, I don't even realize, you know, I'm, like, acting out in certain ways. You know, simple things like my attitude sometimes, it's not, like, the best, and, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm lazy, you know, and I just fall into that, you know, effort, you know, I just, like, just get that attitude, like, you know, and I really need to, at those times, I need to, you know, stay focused and stay willing, you know, to definitely, like, connect with people and tell people where I'm at. Those times that, like, really matter to me. You know, because, you know, misery likes company, and, like, sometimes, you know, I just get so stuck in it, and I feel like no one will be able to relate with what I'm going through, and it's just, it's a bad spot to be in. But I know that I don't have to go through anything alone in this fellowship. And it's all on my plate, you know, it's, you know, whether or not I want to, you know, take the action to do what I need to do. You know, sometimes, I'm going to be honest, like, sometimes I'm not willing to change. You know, certain areas of my life, you know, I'm just comfortable with. You know, and that's my process, and, like, I'm hoping, you know, down the road, you know, those things will come to pass. And there's certain things, you know, that I definitely, you know, have surrendered to, you know, and I have to constantly surrender to. You know, it's just a thing, like, you know, finding, like, getting away from the drugs and, like, finding different addictions and, like, getting caught up. You know, and that really affects, you know, my recovery, you know, whenever I'm acting like that or doing what I'm, you know, or I'm doing stuff that's not spiritual, you know, and I've had my ups and downs, my, you know, and I feel, you know, if I'm praying, you know, if I'm keeping God, you know, the forefront, you know, and just, like, staying grateful just, you know, for the small things, you know, and, you know, it's good. It's like whenever I just get caught up in myself and, like, you know, just, everything that I might want or need, and I don't know, that's whenever, you know, I don't know, it's just, I'm just not feeling it, you know, and I guess I kind of need to share about something that I just kind of went through, and it kind of was, you know, getting me a little bit out, you know, not in a real good mood, the last couple of days, but, I guess I was in some type of friendship relationship type thing. It wasn't anything serious or anything like that. And I guess, you know, thought it was something that it wasn't. And, which is, you know, completely cool, you know, on one end. I just felt like, you know, I wasn't done right. But, you know, I just really need to find some acceptance with it. Because, like, I'm not going to lie, it's, like, it hurts. But, I'm at the point right now, I'm just trying to move forward, you know, and accept it for what it is. And you know, it's not going to hold me down. It's just, like, it's just something, you know, that I'm going through. And it's really affecting my mood. And I was just storming around. My sponsor saw me, and like he caught me. We talked for a few hours last night, you know, and he definitely put me back, you know, where I needed to be, you know, and just I think, you know, I'm the type of person, I kind of rush into things, you know. I like to project, and I like to think, you know, think things too far through before they even start. And, right now where I'm at, I just need to accept it for what it is and, you know that, you know, God has it, you know, it's nothing else, and, like, you know, just let it go. I don't know, like I said before, like whenever I came in here, like, change was something, you know, that was pretty foreign to me. I was so comfortable of being that dude that, you know, just was grimy, you know, just took whatever I wanted, and if you had it, I wanted it, and I'd find any way to get it, you know, and, you know, waking up every morning, you know, trying to figure out, you know, who I'm going to rob, steal from, and, you know, all that, you know, good stuff, and, you know, it's nice to wake up today, you know, with a different mindset, you know, feeling like, you know, who can I help today, and, like, what can I do, you know, for somebody else? What can I do for myself that's, you know, a positive thing? I don't know, like, you know, it was real hard for me at first to really open up. Like, I really didn't even share, like, for the first, you know, 90 days. Like, I was just so fearful of, you know, I don't know, just the fellowship as a whole and everything else. I really didn't know what it was all about. You know, I went to rehab over in Erie, and like I got out, and I had some time together, but like I wasn't like really doing what I needed to do. I wasn't willing to make that change. I was still, like, hanging out with the same people. I was going to meetings once in a while, you know, that I was sitting in the back and, you know, not really taking anything to heart. You know, I was feeling it, but I just wasn't, like, you know, putting any action into anything. You know, I eventually relapsed, like, 90 days later, and, like, I don't know, that night, I lost my car, my place to live. I lost a lot of respect that night, you know, because, like, before that, you know, I had a peace of mind. I had, you know, some things, you know, that wasn't, like, any material stuff. It was, like, it was just good to be clean, you know. You know, I really enjoyed it. You know, I believe, you know, that morning, you know, I surrendered. You know, I just didn't want any more. You know, I was just at that point, but like it was a struggle. Like I was caught up in, you know, some revenge stuff, because that night, you know, I got beat up. You know, I was just acting stupid, and like, but like I don't know. I was at the point, like, I was one of the breaking points in my life. You know, it was either, you know, get some help or like just keep on running. You know, eventually, you know, really, I believe it would have caught up on me, you know, again, you know, and, you know, I'm so grateful, you know, for the people that were in my life, you know, early on, like, You know, because, like, the way that I was living, you know, it wasn't, like, what I was accustomed to, like, before I started using. Like, I guess, like, I had to, like, just change into the person who I used to be before I started getting high. Something like that, or just, I don't know, like, the God piece for me, like, it was very important for me, like, to get that back in my life. You know, that's something, you know, that is very powerful. I mean, like I said, I've had my fair share of ups and downs with it. And I'm at the point, like, I do good for so long with it, and then, like, I kind of put it down, and, like, you know, I find myself struggle for a little bit, and then I, you know, get back to where I need to be. I'm just trying to find, like, some balance with it. Like, you know, my fear is, like, I do so good, you know, and then, like, this is me. Like, I'm not sure if it's being tested or, for me, the devil or whatever. You can call it your addiction. But, like, that tests me, you know, and I believe it knows all my weaknesses and my shortcomings, and, you know, it's something that's, you know, always there. So I just, that's a fear for me, you know, but, you know, I know that I can get through it, you know, with God. So, I mean, I don't know, like, for the first, like, 90 days, that's what I focused on, is, like, getting that relationship back. You know, I wasn't sure about the fellowship, and, like, you know, I kind of went up with it a little bit. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, I know for me, like, the change was gradual, through the process. Like, I wasn't able to, like, wake up one day and it wasn't, like, everything was just grandiose and I'm clean, and, like, it was definitely a process, you know, and, you know, I needed to, like, remember, you know, I can't overwhelm myself with all the things I need to change, like, because there's a lot of things, you know, that I was just caught up in. So, like, I just had to kind of, like, minimize some things, you know, kind of just lean some things out. Let some things completely go. Add some things in my life that are positive things that will, like, help me, you know, help me stay, you know, on the good road. I don't know. I believe, you know, recovery is all about change. I really need to, like, just always be, you know, willing, you know, to take that suggestion of, you know, if somebody, you know, has something, you know, that they can help me out with, you know, because I don't know everything about myself, you know, and I definitely need to stay humble with that. I had to change my sponsor a few times, you know, and I feel, you know, that I felt really, you know, really fearful, like, whenever, you know, I had to do that. I felt like, you know, I'd be letting him down, and, you know, it wasn't any sweat, you know, and I just got through that. Well, not recently, but before, and, like, I don't know. I draw a blank, but you know, recovery's good. I'm forever grateful, you know, for just knowing that this is here, you know, and I don't have to be a victim today, you know. And you know, whenever I do get caught up in those things, you know, that they're so comfortable, you know, I have a choice, you know, whether, you know, to do what I know what I need to do, or to keep on falling back into that same thing. And, you know, that's my choice, you know, and sometimes I just need to make some better choices, you know, and I don't know. I think that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.